Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Jesus physically became sin that we might be physically become righteous. Some of you don't think you deserve it, but you do. Because you can't go by what you feel. You got to go by what you believe. If you got your Bibles, I'd like you to turn with me to the book of 2 Kings. It's right past 1 Kings. That'll help you. 2 Kings chapter 6. The title of this message today is Expectation is the Secret to Abundance Eternally. Now, I don't know about you as you're turning to 2 Kings chapter 6, but I don't like hit and misses in life. I don't like that. I like being blessed in the city, in the field, going in and going out. Now, once in a while, I like being healthy all the time. Amen. I like feeling good all the time. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little over 70 years old, and this has been the best age so far I've ever had in my life. Why? Because I'm still here. And I feel like a million bucks. My Lord, I can do anything I did when I was 30. I just don't want to. I done some things at 30 I ain't doing no more. Praise God. But I just realize I enjoy the presence of God, and it keeps you healthy. It keeps you happy. That doesn't mean the devil doesn't attack you. Some people think, but Jesse, I've been attacked. My God, I've been attacked spiritually. I've been attacked physically. I've been attacked financially. But Satan has been defeated every time. Amen. And it's a blessing of the Lord. So I want you to write this statement down right now, and I want you to, and then we're going to come back to it a little later before we read the scripture. I want you to write this down. We are inmates of two worlds. Write that down. We are inmates of two worlds. And what are they? A world seen and a world not seen. A world of time and a world of eternity. Let me say that again. We are inmates of two worlds. Number one, a world seen is what you're seeing now. A world not seen, that's the spiritual world. A world of time, that's what you're in now. And a world of eternity. But you got to understand that. You are a spirit housed in a soul and clothed in a body. You have to learn to be spirit just like Jesus had to learn to be human. He never called himself the Son of God. He called himself the Son of Man, even though he was the Son of God, because he was learning to be human. I want you to think about that for a minute. I often wondered why the Father God and the Holy Spirit says that all power and authority is given unto Jesus. Think about that. All power and authority is given unto him. Why? Because, see, God's a Trinity, a triune God, just like you are. You're created in his image. You have a spirit housed in a soul and clothed in a body. So you're three in one. You see what I'm saying? You one, yet you three. But the reason why all power and authority has been given by the Father and the Holy Spirit to Jesus, because he's the only part, quote, quote, of God that physically touched sin. The Father knows the tree of the good of knowledge of good and evil, but he's never touched sin. He couldn't look at Jesus on the cross because your sin was upon him. My sin was upon him. The Holy Spirit has never touched sin. The Father God has never touched, but Jesus was made sin. He physically touched it that we might become the righteousness of God. Do you see that? But he had to do it in two worlds. A natural world and a spiritual world. A time world and an eternity world. So that it would last forever in both worlds. Oh, this is good preaching, Lord Jesus. You see what I'm saying? So you that are watching all over the world, listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. Because prosperity is more than about money. That's what most people see. You see what I'm saying? It's living in both worlds abundantly. You see what I'm saying? People say it all the time. Well, when we get to heaven. No, no, no. His will be done where? 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 How many of y'all been Catholic at least once? How many times have you prayed the Our Father prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? As it is where? When are we going to believe that? See, that's those two worlds. See, it's all over the scripture. And when the Lord gave me this theme, great expectation gets great results, what he was saying was expectation is the secret to abundance or results eternally. Blessed in the city, in the field, going in, going out. So notice it, Jesus physically became sin that we might be physically become righteous. Some of you don't think you deserve it, but you do. Because you can't go by what you feel. You got to go by what you believe. How many of y'all could have slept longer this morning? Don't lie. Hold your hand up. Me too. Why does your kid sleep better on Sunday morning than they do on Saturday morning? Because Satan wanted them to miss church. Think about that. My God, Saturday morning they're up looking for cereal, beating up stuff, kicking the dog, going crazy. Sunday morning you got to drag them out to bed. Isn't that amazing? So I want you to deal with this here, and I want you to remember this statement in just a minute that I'm going to say. There's a man, he's a king of Syria, and he's got a problem. And his problem is Elisha the prophet. I want you to 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8. I'm reading out of the Old King James Version. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. In other words, I'm going to tell you where we're going to be at. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place. Notice this. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place where the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved him there not once nor twice. Now watch this. Verse 11, therefore the heart of the king of Syria, he's mad now, he can't understand how Israel knows where he's at, that he's going to be, where he's going to be camped at. Verse 11, therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, which will ye not show me, or which will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? In other words, he said, look at me. We got a spy here. Yeah. Or let me make it Washington, D.C. Somebody leaking. Boy, and I'll tell you what, Washington, D.C. is very porous. They leak all over the place. Somebody is telling this king where I am. Notice that. Verse 12, and one of his servants said, none, my lord. Because somebody's going to get killed here in a minute. Oh, king, but Elisha. Put your name in there. But Jesse or Kathy or Ricky. What's your name? What's your name? Put your name in there. But your name, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words thou speakest in thy bedchamber. Now, you can't say nothing. The God not going to tell us. Ooh. Verse 13, he said, go and spy where this guy is, that I may send and fetch him. Oh, no, he wanted to kill him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. That's not Dothan, Alabama. That's Dothan, somewhere over there. Now, verse 15. I'm reading a lot of scripture today. When the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. Verse 15. And his servant said to them, alas, my master, how shall we do? Now the Syria, all the chariots, all the soldiers are there. We're going to get this guy. The servant goes out there. Notice the servant go, oh, Jesus. Let me put a little hee-haw. Gloom and despair and agony on me. Deep dark depression, excessive misery. Have you ever been there? You ever got up and something insurmountable is now looking at you because you're in the world of the natural. Verse 16. And he answered. Now this is Elisha. Fear not. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Let me say it again. Fear not. Everybody say fear not.
Fear not.
For they that be with us, underline that in your Bible. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Who's the us? You and God. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Let me say this. Everything you're going through, you got more with you than you got with what you're seeing. I don't care if it's spiritual, I don't care if it's physical, I don't care if it's financial. It can be in any facet whatsoever. You got more with you than you got with. This is the word of God. People say, I don't believe that. That don't change it. Like as if you don't believe it, it's going to change the word of God. You done lost your ever-loving mind. You know how many people have tried to get rid of this Bible? They're all dead. millenniums upon millenniums. Why? Because there's more with us than there is with them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah, but I got cancer. Oh, you got more God than you got cancer cells. Ask Christine. Hold your hand up, Christine. That she was diagnosed with cancer. Ain't got none now. Would you? You know what she said? I got this. What she said? There's more with me. And in the midst of that trouble, Ricky had to cook a breakfast. Shave her legs. My Lord, he became a servant. I ain't never shaved Kathy's leg, and I never will. I just want to praise the Lord Jesus. Think about that. There's more with us. Now, verse 17. And I pray this for you today as I preach this message. Verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. That's all I have to say on verse 17. Write this down. Faith is the womb where expectation takes its first breath. Because you see how I got my theme this year? I was in one of the malls and I saw a woman. She must have been about 8.5 months pregnant. Hold on, let me give you that point again. Faith is the womb where expectation takes its first breath. Boy, I mean, she looked like she's gonna pop. She was a kind of a thin woman. She's all belly. And the Lord said, what do you see? I said, a very pregnant woman. How did she get pregnant? She received seed. Seed turns into results. The baby comes when it wants to, not when the woman wants to, not when the doctor wants to, not when the husband wants to. If that baby decides to come when you're having dinner somewhere, it comes. You can do what you want. Because results are far more powerful than expectation. Because the seed is producing life. He said, what is she? I said, well, Lord, she's expecting. He said, expecting what? I said, a baby. What is a baby? Results of the sowing. Oh. Do you see that? Now, I'm going to say something going to make everybody mad as a hornet. All of you watching all over the world, and I really don't care if you get mad. I'm going to stay healthy, and I'm going to stay wealthy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now, the reason why people have a hard time that, because the church world has canonized poverty. Well, if poverty is so good, how come everybody's trying to get out? Why is everybody mad about the homeless in San Francisco? They ought to be shouting. This is great. Now, I was born at night. My Lord, but not last night, for God, you know, for God's sake, man. That I know of, everybody's trying to get away from poverty. When it's a curse. When you get to heaven, there's no poverty. But there shouldn't be any here neither. Why is that? Oh, I'm going to make somebody mad. Because the church preaches it. What you have faith for is what you receive. You can't have what you preach against. Some of you are mad at me because I believe in prosperity. Well, I can't help it. It ain't my fault. I do this. I remember the law of thy God, for it is he that giveth me power to get what? To get what? To get what? What are you mad at me for? I'm just being biblical. You see, what's in that womb is your destiny and destination and your legacy. So write this down. We must elevate our mindset by believing in something, not wishing in something, but knowing something. Let me say it again. We must elevate our mindset by believing in something, not wishing in something, but knowing something. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. I had a wonderful day yesterday. I spent all day with my wife and my granddaughter. Married is here in the back there. We had a wonderful time, didn't we? We had coffee and beignets. They did. I don't eat that stuff. That's just too sweet for me. They went shopping. They enjoyed themselves. We went to P.F. Chang because Meredith likes the sweet and sour chicken, I guess, or whatever you call it. We had a wonderful time. Why did I go? To pay for everything. That's what grandfathers do. I knew. I wasn't believing. I knew when we walked in that mall, I could feel the suction coming out of my back pocket. I said, here it come, baby. Come on, dear. And I looked at her and said, get what you want. Get what you want. Who do you think you are? A grandfather. Amen. That has the ability to give my wife what she wants, my daughter what she wants, my granddaughter what she wants, not what they need. Oh, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Some of y'all just did this. Oh, you turn around so I can put that fur back down. Because you see, you've been taught that's not correct. When it's totally wrong, because when you get to heaven, gold streets, pearly gates, what are you going to do? You're going to tell Jesus, how come you got a pearly gate up here, Jesus? You could have used that money to feed the people in Africa. You can't blame God for children starving all over the world. You know who you can blame? Mankind. That's man's inhumanity to man. See, you need to elevate your mindset to believe that expectation is the secret to abundance eternally. It's not the country you're living in. It's what you believe it in. And then what you know to do it. So what you gonna tell them? Well, I tell you could have used that money to feed the Africa. Let me tell you something. God causes this planet to produce enough food to feed every woman, every man, every boy, and every girl. But man's inhumanity to man, which means if you don't have the money to buy the corn, you die. Am I correct? So you can't blame that on God. Now you got to elevate your mindset. To what? To expect. To expect what? Abundance. Results. Eternally. How do I know that? A good man. How many of you are good men? Men, that means the human race. How many of y'all, ladies, lift your hand up too. Leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Amen. How are you going to do that if you don't expect? Because you have to be successful in both worlds, the natural world, the spiritual world. Amen. You're inmates in those worlds. Let me say that again. I'm going to get on that just a minute here. I wrote this up just a while ago. A world seen and a world not seen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. A world of time and a world of eternity. Amen. Because when you understand that you spirit, you live forever. Amen. Housed in a soul and clothed in a body. See, that's what Elisha was telling him. This is what I'm telling you. For you to be abundantly blessed eternally in this world and the next world, you got to get beyond believing and start knowing. Amen. And how do you do that? Through prayer, through study of the Word of God, not through man's religion, but conversation with God Almighty. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. Write this down. Simplicity in faith is the answer to changing difficult and even impossible situations into belief. Let me say it again. Simplicity in faith, now faith is the answer to changing difficult and even impossible situations into belief. Write this down. You will never see faith, only the results of it. I got a friend of mine, he's an atheist. I like him. I like people. He said, yo, Jesse, you're a very intelligent man. I said, you think so? He said, the only thing I question is your belief in God. He said, God's going to have to prove that he exists. I said, he never will. He don't need to. You don't want to ask him the question. Amen. He says, I am that I am. That's it. Amen. He doesn't need any proof. One of the greatest scientists was a guy named Laplace. This is many years ago. And he was an atheist. But a nice man. They got some nice atheists. They just need to know Jesus. There's some wonderful sinners. They need to know Jesus. There are some ugly Christians. Mean as a snake.
They need to know Jesus.
They know Christianity, but they don't know Jesus. Well, he got a brand new telescope that he could really look beyond into the deep darknesses and places of space. So he was in there, boy, and he focused it to a particular setting, looking at all these wonderful, beautiful galaxies and, my God, auroras of, man, just amazing. Nebulas and the towers. Good God, I mean, it's just, so he was so in, just, well, it grabbed him. He was just looking that the people that were in the room walked out. They said, you know, so they walked, 20 minutes later, they didn't hear him come out. And they thought maybe something wrong. When they walked back in, they found him on his knees, kneeling down by the telescope, tears in his eyes. They said, Professor LePage, what's wrong? He said, when I saw with this powerful equipment the works of God's hands, I just had to kneel. I felt compelled to kneel. He went from an atheist to a God-believing person by just looking. Didn't Jesus say, if you don't believe me, believe for the work's sake? It was so supernatural, he had to kneel. There's more with us than there is with them. Do you see that?
I'm so excited about our partner offer, Create Your World and Walk in It. It's our theme this year, and it's based on Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can really create your world and walk in it. How? The power of God inside of you. Get your copy at jdm.org. It will change your life. I mean that. Are you ready to get your life changed? Do it now.
Hello and welcome. I want you to praise God with me as I share these amazing, glorious moments from people just like you whose lives have been reached and changed through our ministry. Let's start with this one. I'm so thankful that Jesse answered the call to minister to the multitudes because the word he shares comes from the heart of God. The word makes me laugh, cry, be convicted, deeply inspired, and encouraged all at the same time. It takes an anointing to do all that, and our Heavenly Father has done that so beautifully through Jesse. Talk about teaching love for God. Wow, I want to love God like that too. Glory to God. You know, the love of Jesus is contagious. And 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 in the NLT says, we know how much God loves us and we have put our trust in His love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. You can trust in His love for you, and He invites you to abide in His love every day. Here's another powerful testimony. Mr. Jesse, we thank God for you. You hit that sermon, We Are Americans, out the ballpark. I am very thankful that our generals of the faith have lived out a lot of stuff and have the wisdom that comes from God. Non-scripted sermons come from the heart of God, and I believe this sermon was one of those great cloud of witnesses watched type of sermons. I'm thankful God's evangelists bring deliverance to people and set the captives free. They bring healing too. I love that. I have one more that says, hello from Melbourne, Australia. I've been a partner for over 20 years and I am so blessed. You both continue to inspire me to advance in my faith, and I believe 2025 is my year to thrive. Thank you for all for staying true to your calling and vision. God bless you. Thank you so much for writing this. I pray that you've been strengthened to believe God for your own glorious moments with the Lord.
Did you know that doubt is a habit? Yes, it is. You aren't born a doubter. You learn to doubt over time. In my book, I Never Learned to Doubt, you will learn something. And what is that? To go back in time and regain what was lost so that you can enjoy more peace, more joy, more favor, and more blessing. The wonder of faith is a pure thing. It's a childlike thing. And faith is the only thing that God responds to. When you never learn to doubt, life is so much better. I Never Learned to Doubt. It's my new book. Get it today.
You know, there's something divine about expectation. It's about elevating your mindset. Now, how do you do that? By believing in something, not just wishing, but knowing in whom you have believed. See, when you know in whom you have believed, you're persuaded. And when you're persuaded, it's hard to change your mind. And I mean that sincerely. Expectation must be every day of your life. Now, you can watch the full teaching of today's message on our free JDM app. Do that and you'll be blessed. You know, my product offer, I love this book. I think this defines me. I never learned to doubt. Now, doubt is mental anemia. It's the opposite of expectation. Expectation is what brings results. This book right here, look at it, will build your faith and expectations to stand on the Word of God for your life. I'll tell you what, I wrote it about 2-3 years ago. It is such a blessing of the Lord. How do I get it? Go to JDM.org for all the ordering information to get your copy, and you will be blessed. Partners, thank you once again for your faithful financial support. We couldn't do it without you. It's just amazing that I've been preaching 49 years, and I've said it so many times, and I love saying it, and I've never had a financial deficit. Why? Because I believe you trust me, and I trust you. But we both trust God, and that's such a blessing of the Lord. You know, I told the Lord, for every dollar given in my ministry, just give me a soul in the kingdom. You know, and I'm growing older, and in fact, I'm 75 at the time you see in this, going on 76, but boy, ain't no slowdown in me. Why? There's a world that needs to be touched. God said it must be preached for a witness. And he said they have to receive it. He said they have to witness it. And the end shall come. Thank you, partners, for supporting us today. Thank you for your faithful financial donation. It is such a blessing. Until next week, Jesse Duplantis saying, I love you. I really do. See you again. Bye-bye.
Vision always runs in advance of your ability to fulfill it. It's always ahead of you, see? But if you say, God chose me, and I'm going to complete this, and I'm going to do this. You're always going to have somebody say, you can't do this, you can't do that, but yet the Bible says you can do all things through Christ. You don't realize how much power you have as a Christian. No matter how old you are, don't you ever quit. And before you know it, you complete your destiny and reach your destination.
You know, God is the creator, and we should be creators too. In my book, Notes from a Vision Specialist, I reveal some of my vision impacting experiences so that you can make your vision real God's way. God wants you blessed and excited about your future. Order Notes from a Vision Specialist and decide to make the vision real.
Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation amount of $5 or more at JDM.org.
Opportunities that He gives to us that prepare us for that next step down the road that we don't even see, but He sees. So we need to be sharper. We need to wake up and realize that even though difficulties are down the road, we serve a good God who wants to open our eyes to the opportunities, the God assignments, as difficult as they may seem in the natural, and walk toward that.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.